Must be still in the middle of a massage. Or whatever.
Whatever, yeah. I just got off the phone with the Second Avenue Merchants Association.
Ah, oh, they're still complaining about the parlors, huh?
Wouldn't you? Killing business.
Meh. It's so strange. When I walk to work up that street, sex shop. Girls inside, Institute of Physical Love. And right there on the corner is a Christian Science reading room.
God knows what goes on in there.
You've been solicited in your recent travels?
Not yet.
Hey, man, me neither. And I was giving it my best shot. Charm, intelligence, humor.
I think the girl knew I was a cop. She never got below my shoulders.
Man, you know, I think what my problem was that nobody could believe that I would have to go to a place like that.
Oh, nice.
No, I mean, really, man, you know, I mean, I just don't look desperate enough.
Oh,
you know?
Man, get off.
I'm not poor. I can swing it.
I don't understand. Why shouldn't I be able to take you to dinner once in a while?
It looks funny. Did you see the way the waiter looked at me when you paid the tab?
No.
Well, he gagged like if he thought you were keeping me.
Oh, I can't even keep a dog.
How was dinner?
The Grady.
I think I know the restaurant.
Hey, what happened to the fish?
Oh, we're afraid he may be getting lost in his work.
Well, he does better than I did. Second, a lady touched me. I started to giggle. I'm not even ticklish. Can you figure that?
Hey, fish, how'd it go?
Hey, come on, fish. Did you, you get a bite?
Fish? Any luck?
I couldn't get anyone to do anything to me. Or any amount of money.
Legitimate massage parlor, then, huh?
They wouldn't even do that.
All right, I give up. Anybody got any ideas? We've sent everyone out.
Correction. I haven't gone yet.
Wentworth, you know around here we consider you an equal. However, certain assignments carry certain biological,
Barney, they got places that cater to both sexes. They got male personnel that entertain housewives that got a few hours to kill, right?
Well, she's right, Barney. My place had both kinds.
Never occurred to me.
No, Barney, it's crazy.
I mean, it's backwards. And beside that, it ain't decent.
I noticed you weren't so upset when Fish went.
But that's different. I mean, nothing could happen with Fish.
Poor Joe, if Wentworth wants to give it a try, why not?
Yeah, what have I got to lose? It's just an expression.
Yeah, okay, we'll get some money over there right away. Barney? There's a mugging in one of the apartment buildings over on 14th Street.
You and Chana.
Okay.
You're not, you don't seem too happy about it.
Oh, well, I don't know. You know, I mean, after the Emporium of Cosmic Love, everything else seems so, mundane.
You sure nothing happened?
You know, Nick, Bernice used to massage me, rub my back, smooth my brow, blow on my neck.
What for?
My very words.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Mr. Fletcher, you want to have a seat right over there, please? We'll get some information on this case.
Which is it?
Oh, the victim.
Oh.
Hey, but listen to this. He says the mugger was an old lady.
Refreshing?
She's about 5'3", maybe 120 pounds. Silver hair, between 65 and 70.
Any distinguishing marks?
Wrinkles. But it was dark, and I didn't really get a good look at her face.
What kind of weapon did she use? A gun?
Oh, no. No, she didn't have anything.
Mr. Fletcher, you seem to be a reasonably healthy young man. You mean to tell me that you handed over your wallet to a 65-year-old woman with no weapon?
Not without a fight. How do you think I got this?
She overpowered you then.
She knew,
Oh, karate.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you believe it?
Okay, Mr. Barney.
Barney, Mr. Fletcher says he was mugged by a little old lady.
You don't believe it?
You can. The way he was worked over had to be a guy dressed as an old lady.
Well, it's a lot of creeps who work that way.
Oh. Okay. Go in a file, see what you can find on someone who uses that M.O.
Right.
But, we don't pass up any opportunities, especially the eyewitness account of a victim. So let's see what we have on older women with a history of violent behavior. We may get an idea out of it. Come on.
What happened?
Nothing. All I got was a massage.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. Nice try, though.
Nothing, huh?
He sent me to a woman.
I'd have settled for that.
Looks like we'll have to figure something else out, huh, Barn?
But, Barney, I saw other women going through a door where I'm practically positive the action was. I don't know. I think that my mistake was I was too, aloof.
You saying you want to go back?
Yeah, tomorrow, please. And this time I'll leave nothing to the imagination as to what I'm in the market for.
Okay, we'll give it another try.
Barn, we only got one shot at it.
Oh, Joe, are you saying that I'm playing favorites? This is a police investigation, not who gets to be hall monitor.
Forget it. None of my business. I guess I'll start checking the ladies, huh?
I just can't believe that an old lady could inflict that kind of punishment on a man.
You've learned nothing from knowing me.
How you doing, Mr. Fletcher? Anyone look familiar?
They all look like my mother.
Keep looking, Mr. Fletcher. Keep looking.
The women used to be shy and modest. Now, Wentworth never even blushes.
Neither do I. At least not so as you could tell.
How you doing?
Fletcher's looking at real old ladies.
What about Chano's theory?
We found three guys, muggers who've been pulled in women's clothes. But they're all accounted for.
Oh. Yeah, one of them's in Joliet, one of them's waiting on trial over at the Tombs, and one's in Copenhagen.
Oh. Any luck?
These pictures, some of them are awfully old. I mean, they're yellow and curling up at the edges.
It'll happen to you too, Mr.
Chano, maybe you better bring those ladies in just in case and see if Mr. Fletcher can make a positive ID.
All right. Oh, Barney, hang on. It's Wentworth.
Oh, yeah. Good. Very good. Okay. Have them send the squad car over and padlock that massage parlor. Wentworth got solicited. She's bringing in a suspect.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We blew it and she pulls it off. Wow. How do you explain that?
Experience.
Okay, in here, cowboy.
Well, ma'am, if somebody's got a talent for giving pleasure to other people, now shouldn't he use it?
Hold still, will you, Lance?
Oh, ma'am, give me a break.
Come on, Lance, be good. You've been very good up till now. Captain, here he is. I got him. It's a very good bust, and I promise I can make it stick.
Congratulations.
You know that door I told you about that I saw women going through?
Yeah.
Well, I went through it, and I found him, and I found a, it was, they had a, they had a, they, you won't believe what they had.
All right, tell me in my office. Wojo, do the preliminary report, will you?
Sure, I don't care.
Hey, sir, if somebody's got a God-given talent, now shouldn't they utilize it, huh?
Do you sing?
Yeah, and he's gonna lose his voice if he ain't careful. Sit down, Buckaroo.
Okay.
What's your name?
Lance Peterson.
Lance.
So I said, hey, cut it out. I'm a police officer, Buster. And he's laughing. And he keeps on doing it. So I pulled out my badge.
That was quick thinking.
And,
how about the owner?
The owner is, Cogan sent a car to his residence. He wasn't there.
You were all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm terrific. I got a wonderful massage before I made the arrest. I had a little knot right here. It's gone.
You know, I've only been in New York 2 weeks.
In the cage.
Yeah, you know, I was going to work freelance, but I just couldn't seem to get much response.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I like being my own boss.
But some women go for that pretty type, huh?
I'm gonna look him up for priors.
Well, I bet he's got them. He's probably had about everything.
He's really an okay kid, you know.
Yeah, sure. You know, sometimes it's kind of hard to tell when something that's legal becomes illegal. Think you got a case that'll stand up in court?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Yeah, let me see your report.
Hey, man, I haven't finished writing it yet.
I'm gonna wait for the movie.
Your tea, Mrs. Oppenheimer.
Thank you very much, Officer.
Sergeant Fish.
You know, you remind me of my first husband.
Oh, really?
He's dead now, but you looked like him when he was alive, too.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, there's more where that came from.
Hey, look, you tried that again, my darling, and I'm putting the cuffs on, okay?
Oh, that's it. Go ahead. Cut off what little circulation I got left.
Tano, this is Mrs. Mary Dexter, and this is Miss Eunice Smith, and this is Mrs. Mabel Kleiner. Don't turn your back on Kleiner.
Mrs. Kleiner, if you'd be so kind.
Take your clumsy paws off me, you lousy bull.
Yeah, I believe that was a term used for police officers sometime around the Civil War.
You want to hear another term from the Civil War?
Careful. If you'll be seated, please. Ladies, have a seat over there, please, and you right there. Did you you hear from Fletcher yet?
Not yet.
Hey, boy. How about some coffee?
For you? Sure.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Hey, what's going to happen to me?
I don't know, Lance, but I checked you for priors and you've never done anything wrong before.
Yeah, I know. I don't see what I've done wrong now.
You really don't, do you?
Oh, no, sir. Uh-uh.
Some things you just don't do for money.
Like playing the horses. Here we go.
Thanks.
You deserve it.
Oh. You know, we tore apart cell block 6 over coffee like this.
Captain, I just checked Lance for priors. He's got nothing here. He's got nothing back in Oklahoma. I just think he's a kid that got caught up in a bad scene, you know?
Well, he's young. He's got no record. I guess the judge would go easy on him if he promised to find a new line of work.
Well, yeah, but, Captain, I'm not suited for anything else.
Are you telling me that's the only way you can find to make a living? Don't you have a skill?
Yeah, so I've been told.
I just don't understand why I've been brought here, officer.
Well, as I told you, you were tentatively identified by the victim of a mugging. That's...
Me? Well, I hardly even get out of the house.
Mrs. Oppenheimer, you have quite a record here. You must have gotten out of the house occasionally.
I'm a poor lady who just wants to be left alone.
Mrs. Oppenheimer, look, armed robbery, extortion, check fraud.
I was just trying to get by.
Look at this, 1948, conviction, aggravated assault and mayhem. According to this, you broke the arm of a certain bookmaker named Meyer?
He owed me $50.
Oh, I understand, sir.
Chano? Mr. Fletcher.
Yes, Mr. Fletcher. Thank you for coming down.
Is that them?
Yes, those are they.
Shouldn't I be behind a one-way mirror? Or in the dark with them under bright lights? Isn't that safer?
Yeah, but this is cheaper.
Mr. Fletcher, you have to face them eventually to sign a complaint, so...
Ladies, would you stand here by the file cabinet for me, please, so yes, Mr. Please. Fletcher can make an ID? Right over there. And, Mr. Fletcher, you take a good look, huh?
I will.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Bonnie, Hogan's got his bail ticket downstairs.
Run him down, will you?
Okay.
Hey, ma'am. How about that? I'm getting bailed out.
Hey, very good.
Yeah.
Listen, don't worry about anything, Lance. You're going to be okay, you know?
Hey, you know, some maybe I'll get lucky and get me a lady judge, huh?
just don't do to her what you did to me, huh?
Hey, Matt, you know something? You're about the kindest person I've met since I've been here. Well, I'd like maybe sometime to take you out someplace.
Hey, go ahead. Find out how much he charges first.
Oh, hey, no charge.
No thanks, Lance, but I'm very flattered.
Hey, sir. What I do isn't so terrible, is it?
Don't ask me. I can't even carry a tune.
Fletcher, just for the record, you are saying that this is the lady that assaulted you and took your money?
Yes, Captain.
Mr. Fletcher, this is Mrs. Krause, our cleaning lady.
What? We put her in as a safety valve for people like you.
But I was so sure.
Well, apparently that's not good enough, Mr. Fletcher.
Does she have an alibi?
35 policemen.
You all look alike.
Are you still angry about Lance and everything?
Well, I can't help it. I mean, I keep wondering what happened.
Okay, I'll tell you. I went to this room, and I disrobed. And I took this terry cloth towel and I wrapped it around my body. Then I went to another room, and there was Lance. His tight white pants and t-shirt. And then I laid down on this table, face down.
Uh-huh.
And he starts to massage me. And he massaged me.
Never mind. You don't have to paint pictures. I think I can fill it in for myself.
Not as good as I can tell it.
Forget it.
I'll tell you later when we're alone.
Yeah?
Gosh. I'm awfully sorry about
Hey,
that.
Don't worry about it, Mr. Fletcher. We all make mistakes. Listen, we'll keep looking for you, though, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
It could be any of them.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Krause, for your cooperation. We'd like to see more of you.
No, I don't think so.
How about the others, Barney?
Give them our apologies, send them home. It's almost Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Barney, I got an idea.
Shoot.
Well, it's a little crazy.
It's my kind of idea.
Excuse me, ladies, I was just wondering if...
Hey, what is this?
You shouldn't do that to a person.
Mm-hmm. Your black belt is showing, Mrs. Dexter. Would you have a seat over here, please, if you don't mind? Right over there. Huh? Thank you.
Harris, see if you can catch Fletcher.
Yeah.
Ladies, thank you very much. You're free to go.
Thanks for nothing. And that includes the coffee.
My pleasure.
Hey, I've been noticing you ever since I came in.
Oh?
If you play your cards right, you might be able to buy me a drink later.
I'll have to take a rain check on that. I'm married.
A rain check? Till when?
Till I'm no longer married or dead. Whichever comes first.